So perhaps you can discuss your non-protocol management or discussions with patients with 1A disease, 1B, and 2 in terms of whether or not you bring up or offer adjuvant therapy and specifically what type.
So for 1A patients, I would not have the discussion. I would tell them what the cure rate is so that they're not misled thinking it's a 90% deal. Tell them that, you know, somewhere between a 25 and 35% chance of recurrence depending on their specific stage within 1A or specific T size and so forth. For 1B patients, I would explain that it's somewhat a contentious area, that there are several trials that included patients with their stage of disease that did suggest a benefit for the overall group. And there's one trial specifically looking at their stage of disease that used a slightly different chemotherapy that suggested a trend but did not attain what we call statistical significance.
And if they want to receive therapy, which regimen would you generally use?
I would use a cisplatin-based regimen. I would use one of the ones in a trial that showed that benefit or something that's known to be equivalent to it. So I would either use cisplatin and vinorelbine, or I think we're all comfortable from advanced disease that cisplatin and docetaxel is at least as good, if not better. And so I think that would be a reasonable surrogate. I would not use carboplatin in that setting.